few weeks ago, I received a letter from her husband. And I'm not going to read the whole letter, but I want to read a couple of lines to you. My wife lost her 24-year-old son, William, earlier this year to suicide from PTSD. He was an Afghanistan vet and saw combat. I know how you feel about veterans and how outspoken you are supporting them. Shortly after her son's death, someone said to her that suicide was commonplace in the military. So much so, 22 die this way every day. She was appalled to learn the statistic, and it has been her mission to do something about it. And she is sitting beside Dan and myself this morning. I'm very, very proud to introduce Donna Chapman. Donna, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today. Thank you for that intro and for helping support me and my mission with trying to make some necessary needed changes. My son, William, he enlisted in the National Guard when he was 18 years old. He was a combat war veteran, served in the Kandahar region of Afghanistan from 2012 to 2013 when he was 20. My son experienced difficult and life-altering situations while serving our country, causing him to suffer internally. He did seek help, and he hoped to feel better because he loved life, people, and nature's beauty. My son lost his willpower to go on living with the pain that engulfed him, and he took his life on January 2nd, the day that life changed for me and my family. I never experienced a greater loss than that of my child, and no deeper devastation than by losing him to suicide. And like you just mentioned, I have to share with you is that a couple months after I lost him, someone did say, you know, Donna, it's the military life. Don't blame yourself. It's actually common, and they do it every day. Well, of course, I became even sadder. Then I got mad. And then I started to do some researching. And I did learn, in fact, that there is such a national statistic, which is every single day, 22 veterans take their lives due to their physical and emotional suffering, like William. I have to tell you, the guilt I bear consumes me. How could I have missed this? Oh, why didn't he come to me? He knew I would do anything for him. But I'm here to say that I did miss something. So what I want to share with all of you is to please get suicide awareness and prevention training. Take 90 minutes out of your life. You may have an opportunity to save a life. If I did, I believe my son would be here today. I would have been better prepared. And I missed a couple of cues.
Well, I think, and I want the audience to know that you and I had several talks, and I have seen your emotion and wanted you to come in here. It's not easy. I wanted Dan to meet you, and I know Dan wants to speak with you as well. It's not easy, but I felt that it would help hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to understand what you have gone through, and for you to come in here was a brave thing to do.
Donna, at what point did you reach into your inner self and say, I want to do something, and you are doing something with Willpower for Veterans?
Yes. What happened was, over the summer, as I was doing some research into the situation, I said, you know what? I'm going to plan an event, because I can't have my son's death be for nothing. That we will have learned something from this. And this is what inspired me to plan the day on Veterans Day, and I'll dedicate it to my son in honor of all of our veterans as a tribute to show thankfulness and appreciation for their contributions and sacrifices. And I wanted to come on the show today to ask for everybody's help, to help me make the needed noise and attention to heighten awareness of a preventable tragedy that affects our entire country. Our men and women fight our wars and protect our freedom for all of us, and then they are left to figure out how to cope and manage their pain and traumatizing experiences themselves within a broken system.
Again, now, When did you hear that you had lost your son? When did that happen?
Well, I learned January 3rd, like around officially, probably about midnight or 1 a.m. I actually learned from social media. That's how I learned that my son passed, and called a few police departments to, you know, try to get like find out what happened. I didn't know what to do. I ended up talking to the medical examiner by the time, and she wouldn't give me any information at the time because I had to prove that I was his mother and not just somebody, and that was very difficult over the phone. So then she ended up calling me back about 1 a.m. to say that, in fact, she did have my son, and then obviously a few hours later started planning for the unthinkable.
Now, your son served from when to when?
2012 to 2013.
Okay. What happened after he left the military?
So when he came back, it took him probably a little bit of time to really realize, you know, I know he was traumatized because I actually read his entire military journey and VA record, and I just finished reading his VA record about a week ago because I just got it back. I wanted to learn more. I wanted to see what it would be like in his shoes to understand. And to be honest, he was traumatized while in Afghanistan. And we, you know, I feel compelled and compassionate for all of our active duty because they sacrificed their freedom for ours. That's it in a nutshell. And, you know, and then, you know, if I were to even mention, you know, the NFL, right? I love football, but guess what? I haven't watched football because what pains me is that they take a knee. You have 24 hours in a day to pick your protesting time. You're going to wait until a flag and a national anthem to do that? Have some class, please. So guess what? I want to ask your listeners if it's okay to support me and say, forget it. I'm not going to watch football. And I love football, but I'm mad right now because how can they treat the flag and our national anthem? Go back to history. Go back to history. When the history behind our national anthem to begin with, the lives lost for our freedom, the one they get to take advantage of, sitting on the sidelines, making all kinds of money to throw a leather ball around, and they're going to take a knee and say, I'm going to protest. Whatever you want to protest, you have other hours within a day to do it, not then. So I'm not watching football.
I love football, too. I haven't watched a game this year because
forget
of
it.
I won't do it. But now, there is an event on Saturday, so how about telling our audience how they can attend this event?
So please show up. Please show up. The purpose of the event on the 11th is to pay tribute to all of our enlisted and our veterans, specifically our veterans, because I know myself speaking and all the people that I speak to on an everyday basis, there's so many people that truly care about our veterans and their sacrifice. And they want to show appreciation for them, not just say just thank you. And my event isn't about just saying thank you. It's to say thank you and to start doing something different. When you see a veteran, pick up their lunch, buy their coffee, say hello, be a friend. You know, my wish is too that, you know, in the program is to introduce, you know, something new. So our community, We'll encourage our enlisted, our active duty, and veterans to register on our website in town. Our community should know who they are. So if Tommy is enlisted and his family's in town, we should be able to have a mechanism in place to say, we want to send you a note to just say we're thinking of you, praying for your family, or here's a gift card to a restaurant. Or if Joe, who's elderly, go next door, check on him, shovel his driveway. People want to do this. They just don't really know how to. So we want to be able to do more of that because there are so many people that truly do care.
Brad, we have a traffic update, Brad.
In just a moment. Then I want you to give the address where we're going to be on Saturday, too.
Okay.
That's coming up. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning, Donna Chapman, our special guest, and she is the mother of a young man who was lost and one of many. And this is something that we learned a few weeks ago, and I had the opportunity to sit and talk with Donna. And this Saturday at Suffield Academy, perhaps...
Suffield High School.
Suffield High School, yeah. I'm sorry.
Which is 1060 Sheffield Street.
Sheldon Street.
Sheldon Street, right. Thank you.
Yep. Suffield High School, 1060 Sheldon Street in West Suffield. And the event at Suffield High School will take place from 11 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon on Saturday. And it's dedicated to your son, William, who was 24 years of age when he lost his life on January 2nd of this year.
Yes, it's dedicated to him, but it's about our veterans.
Right.
That's what it's about. If more than anything, I just want that we all have learned something, and that if we can make changes and do something about it, then it'll all be worth it.
Where are we going wrong as a country as far as treating PTSD is concerned?
Well, I have an opinion on that, being that I read 508 pages of my son's military journey, and I also read his VA records. It was clear that he was traumatized. It was clear that he had expressed that, and he bravely spoke up in regards to his suffering to both the National Guard and the VA. And to be honest, when he came back, it took him a little time to realize that he was struggling and suffering. And, you know, he did tell me that he was losing a lot of sleep. You know, the things he saw, he can't unsee. At the time, I didn't know. And the point is that I really think that the ball was dropped in his well-being, to be very honest, because they knew. And when I had an opportunity to have a meeting at the Congressman Courtney's office, and I had asked for a representative of each of the military branches because I wanted to have a meeting to talk about best practices and a case study, because 22 a day that's been going on for so long is unacceptable. And everyone has to put the brakes on and stop and relook at what's going on. And I have a case study right here. And as an outside perspective, me, I can see some glaring gaps and red flags that if we can take the time to talk, we can start saving lives. Because he was brave enough at least to report the fact that he was struggling, and never once was there a reach out to family to say, he's in trouble and I think you should know. And instead, I raised my son like a normal 24-year-old, and I didn't do anything to help him. And that's not fair.
Donna, you know, and you and I talked about this, I truly believe that some of the problems in the military is the training. And different services have different training. And if you check and see, for example, the National Guard, they do a great job, don't take me wrong. However, they are home, then they go, and it's not the same as for example, to be in the Marine Corps or to be somebody that is there all the time. And I don't think the folks think about this. I really don't.
And the timeline for my son was he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. There was a period of time after that that he was laid off from his job. 2 months later, he was discharged from the National Guard, and 4 months later, he took his life. And I just said and asked that if you at least told me, his mother, his next of kin, that your son's in trouble. They did say HIPAA, and I said, you know what? I understand the HIPAA laws pretty well, actually. I'm not asking you to tell me what shade red my son saw, but you have an obligation to his well-being to say, I know he's in trouble, because I know that they knew that, because I have the report. I know your son's in trouble. Hey, here's some helpful resources for you so that you can help your son. Now, my son, in his struggle with his emotional wounds, he already felt isolated and alone. I could have done something differently. I could have rallied friends and the rest of our family and community just to help. And instead, I sat back and didn't do anything. And I said, you know, when I had the opportunity to have a meeting, I said, it's not that I want to point blame and deflect blame and responsibility, because I'm taking some too. And so is my son. I understand that too. But you have to take some responsibility too. It's all of us.
That's right.
Because he sacrificed his freedom for ours. We owe it to them, all of our men and women and our veterans, we owe it to them to give them our absolute best.
Now, you have a goal of building a retreat center. What's on the table here?
All right. Yes, my plan is to, I wanted to do a nonprofit organization to keep my son's memory alive and to keep him alive. And I had put great consideration into what I was going to do. And I decided that a retreat center, a vacation home type of a building that looks like a residential vacation type home that will comfortably fit 12 people to have a place to go to heal. And they would rent it at no charge. You know, we'll build it to be completely ADA compliant. So you can, you know, so for instance, a group from California, 10 women with new prosthetics. Guess what? They come, they stay, they have handicap accessibility, roll-in showers. But say they have new prosthetics. So they come, they vacation, they bond, they hike. They're with others of their peers. Bring in a yoga instructor. Let's use your new body parts, right? Make it fun and
healing.
Where
would you like to build this?
Well, first of all, I'm going to announce or unveil the retreat center concept. So I have a building sketch that's on my website. And the location is still up in the air because I need to be able to collect
enough
funds.
Is it in this area?
Would like to be able to leverage the Bradley Airport, which is close by.
Right.
So somewhere in one of these surrounding towns.
What a great idea. Fabulous idea.
Thank you.
By the way, the website.
We can help
website,
you too.
Thank you.
Willingness2change22.com. Willingness2change22.com. Have you gotten any donations yet?
I have. I set up a PayPal account with help from some of my close friends. Henry, he helped me with the website because this isn't, everything I'm doing here is not in my comfort zone. Creating a website, public speaking, it's not my thing. I just feel passionate about the fact that I feel like I need to be my son's voice. He was trying to help himself and therefore help others. And so, yes, I have the website. I've already started collecting donations. You can do it online very easily, or you can mail to my P.O. box any donations. And that's what the money will go towards. And I'm also partnering with other nonprofit organizations so that we're not competing for funds because we're doing different things and people's hearts are in the right place. 22 Kill, as an example, Project New Hope. Gary Sinise Foundation's a great one. So there's a lot of really good, great foundations out there that their mission is to help our veterans.
Have you heard of anybody else? I haven't. That are going to do something like this or want to do something like this? Because this is something that I think you could get the media. I know Dan and myself, but, you know, we certainly can help. And I think that this can be part of the expansion.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Well,
it's a fabulous idea.
Thank you. And I would love the help. Obviously, I need the help. I need the help making the noise, making the awareness. I want to rally our country to say enough's enough.
Can you stick around through the break? And
I
come
can.
Back for, okay, terrific.
Okay, my friends, we're going to take a break for news and back with our very, very special guest, Donna Chapman of Sepia. We'll be right back after the news. Stay with us. More to come here on a Tuesday morning. And now, let's get back to our very, very special guest, Donna Chapman, who I had the opportunity of meeting several times and talking about her son. To be honest with you, I did not know that this many young men and women in the military committed suicide. And she brought the story to us.
Brad, I want to remind our audience again about the big event taking place, Willpower for Veterans, a Veterans Day tribute this Saturday, November 11th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Suffield High School, 1060 Sheldon Street in West Suffield. And this is going to be a tribute to veterans. You're going to have what, music, refreshments, entertainment? Describe the day.
Yes, so I have some great speakers who are veterans. So you'll be hearing from some veterans. Also, I wanted to give a shout out to two event sponsors. So Three Figs in Suffield is one of our key event sponsors, as well as Three Figs in Suffield, and also It's a Grind in East Windsor, Connecticut. So help me thank them for helping me with this event. So there are key sponsors. So thank you, Three Figs in Suffield, and thank you, It's a Grind in East Windsor. I wanted to just mention one more thing, that Three Figs is also going to run a special for veterans, and that is 10% off from Veterans Day to the end of the year. That's December 31st.
Wow.
10%
wow.
off. And the, and the promo code is Willpower for Veterans.
Terrific. This is just a first. I have never... You didn't tell me this before. Good thing you didn't. But I'm glad you did.
So, again, if someone wants to make a donation, write out a check, who should they write the check out to?
Willpower for Veterans Incorporated.
Willpower for Veterans Incorporated.
Yes.
And information, if people want information, again,
it's on the website.
Go to the website, willingnesstochange22.com. willingnesstochange22.com. Now, Donna, if what are some of the signs of PTSD that perhaps even you didn't recognize, but now that you've read up on it, you do recognize?
Well, that's a tough one, right? Because my son wasn't, he wasn't the type that was, you know, in front of me saying he acted like the rest of us. So I do understand that it's such an internal thing, and they want to be better. They want to get better. But I think that, our military to the VA transition is a transition in itself. And the VA should involve family. It should be a requirement, because even though, like, when they mentioned about HIPAA, and I said, please, you don't have to, you know, share, you know, any secrets or anything, but my child, I gave him to you at age 18. Help me help my own child. And that's the mentality that they should have. So whether it's a parent because they're young or a spouse, have a communication plan. I encourage anyone who has a loved one in the military, encourage a communication plan, because you should be part of that. If I'd known, I could have done things a little bit differently.
Now, you mentioned you talked to Congressman Courtney.
I did. I did.
Told me one time he was very, very cooperative.
He was great. I will tell you, the reason I reached out to him, he came to my son's wake, and he was a very gentle person, came in it was a blur that day for obvious reasons.
Of course.
But I remember how slowly he came up right to my hand, my face, and said how truly sorry he is. So when I decided that I was going to do an event, I looked him up and I said, we need to have a meeting because I need to talk to you. We need to talk about this problem and I need your support, because I would really ideally like to see a council be put together, something that's nationwide. It's a council. And what do I mean by a council? That you have a representative of each of the military branches, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, Homeland Security, a VA representative, meaning somebody who's going to be there on behalf of our veterans, and put this committee, and I'd like to even be part of it as an outside perspective completely, to be able to really look at this situation, because it's been going on for far too long. Imagine 22 planes drop out of the sky. How many days do you actually think it would take before somebody said, whoa, I think we ought to ground these planes and really look into this? I think my son is worth the value of a plane, and if I could pay a plane's value to get my son back, I would do it. But I just think that people don't know, like I didn't know.
I mean, is Congress doing anything about this? I mean,
this was going to be a question that,
Yeah, so I don't know, and that's why we need to rally our communities to say we love our veterans, we love our active duty and our enlisted. They're doing this for us. They're helping to keep us safe, and we owe it to them.
Maybe you're at the right place, though, because Dan and I, we certainly, through the kind of work that we do, know a lot of people and meet a lot of people, but didn't, you know, even when you and I had the meetings, 2, 3, 4 meetings, you know, I didn't get all of this from you, and today you're telling everything.
Yeah, well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to do so. And like I mentioned earlier, this is a little out of my wheelhouse, and you know, to be any sort of a spokesperson, but I just feel like I know I'm not alone, in losing loved ones this way.
Have you interacted with other parents who've lost?
I haven't. Okay. I haven't. I would like to, because I think that we could help each other, because there is so much guilt associated with losing somebody this way, because it's I struggle with that every day. I mean, I truly do. I wake up every day and I say, William, I'm so sorry that I wasn't able to save him. You know, that's really hard, you know, for people to wrap their brains around. So anyone who loses someone to suicide, I really think there's nothing more deeper of a devastation than that, because there's so much like, oh, I miss this. I replay conversations in my head all the time. So it would be beneficial for parents. I did find a group in Avon, Connecticut, actually, where they have once a month, and it's for parents who lost children to suicide. I know I was told group counseling, that'll help. It'll help you heal. And I said, yeah, I just wouldn't want to go to any group. But when I found one that was for parents who lost their children to suicide, I think that's been relevant for me. But my healing, really, to be honest, has been planning this event. All I did was I look at the calendar and I said, Veterans Day. I'm going to plan an event. All I know, do you ever see the movie Field of Dreams? You build it, they will come.
Yes.
So I say, November 11th, that's the date. Whatever's going to happen, I'm going to figure it
out. We're going to have a good crowd, too. You wait and see.
Yeah. I think so, too.
And if someone wanted to get in contact with you, perhaps another parent who's been the parent of a son or a daughter who was a victim of PTSD, can they reach you through willingnesstochange22.com?
Yes,
okay, there is a contact us menu item, so just go to willingnesstochange22.com, willingnesstochange22.com, if you would like to get in touch with Donna. And, I mean, the ultimate goal, obviously, is to build this retreat center, which would just be absolutely fabulous.
It really would be.
Yeah.
And I mean, just about what your goal is and talking about it, what it would mean for people, veterans, to get together and, like you said, those who have artificial limbs and legs.
Right.
And just to go, I mean, it's such a noble endeavor.
Not a hospital type, right? This will look like a home and be like a vacation type home. And it's for veterans and our first responders. Because remember, our law enforcement, they fight our wars and battles here in our country and communities. And they're part of being able to leverage this facility as well, because they're fighting our battles and our wars within our country, and they're exposed to traumatic events like our veterans. So that's the goal with that. And the design of the building was important to me as well, to reflect my son's soul, really. So I have stained glass, which will represent the everlasting light, right? Which represents the light you shine while you're here, and the light that's still shining. So the facility would be great. Bring in a hairdresser to do, you know, makeovers for women, yoga instructor to help you with your new parts. And
I'm glad that you mentioned women, because many times, and since I have met you, I've had some people say to me, there are women who have committed suicide. I said, yes, there are.
Yes.
And it hasn't gotten a great deal of publicity. People don't talk about it because it's a difficult thing to talk about.
Right.
And to get somebody like yourself to come in and to speak with Dan and myself and the public that's listening, it's not easy.
Well, it's a hard conversation, and one thing that I can share with you as well is when you lose a child to suicide, family and friends sometimes really don't even know what to say, how to say, and sometimes they just go away because it's really a hard conversation to have. And it's a double-edged sword, because it's hard to talk about yourself, but the advice that I would give is to be there and to listen and support with love. And you know, I like to talk about my son. When I do, I feel like he's still with me.
All right.
And I have to tell you something. I come home one day last week. I'm pulling up in my driveway, and I see this beautiful bench in my front door.
And I was like, what is that? Like, and I open up a card. It was a beautiful card, handwritten card by a man named Ed Cutler from Windsor, Connecticut, who wrote me a card saying how sorry he was for the loss of my son and that he built this bench specifically for me in honor of my son and just left it. And I Google searched him because I was like, who is this man? Why would he make me something so precious and so beautiful? But he, if you find you, and I encourage all of you to reach out to this man, he's gives of himself to our heroes. And the Facebook is Benches for Heroes. That's where I found him. His name is Ed Cutler in Windsor, Connecticut. But I thought it was the most beautiful thing ever to give me this beautiful handmade bench that I would cherish for the rest of my life. So thank you, Ed Cutler.
Benches for Heroes.
Benches for Heroes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, again, to recap, the Willpower for Veterans, a Veterans Day tribute on Saturday, Veterans Day, at Suffield High School. Suffield High School, located at 1060 Sheldon Street in West Suffield. The event from 11 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, and it's going to feature veterans, guest speakers, music, refreshments, and it's all designed to help raise awareness of the daily struggles that our veterans face. And Donna, I hope it's the first step towards a retreat center, and people can look at the designs of the retreat center on the website willingnesstochange22.com, willingnesstochange22, and that's the numerals 22, willingnesstochange22.com. They can see design, and wouldn't that be the ultimate tribute if you can get that retreat
this
center
can happen,
built?
Though.
I think so, too.
It can.
I'm trying to recruit.
We've been through these things before.
And I'm hoping the corporations who may be listening can step up to the plate. This would be tremendous.
Well, Asa Abloy has committed to providing me with doors, frames, hardware, and access control. So I'm already lining up companies to help donate between goods and services. And then funds.
There's a project like this, though. Once you start, you got to go to the hill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want to look for a roofer, electrician, excavating companies, people to donate goods and services so we can make this project happen sooner rather than later.
Okay. We have about 30 seconds left, Donna. Anything you'd like to add?
Well, one thing that I would like to add for sure is the veteran community is a special community. They showed me their love from right after I lost my son, reaching out often. I have a couple of retired Gunnery Sergeant U.S. Marines, Jeff Huggins, Sergeant C. Reed, U.S. Marines, Force Recon, Staff Sergeant Jim McKee, U.S. Marines, Force Recon, and Command Sergeant Major, 5th Group, Special Forces, U.S. Army, Ted Perry, who've reached out to me and said, Donna, you're family now. Your son paid that price, and I appreciate the bond that they have and how much they care for all of us.
And I will see you Saturday.
See you Saturday.
Bright
Thank you
and
for
early.
Having me. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Donna.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.